Listen, there's nothing that can hinder and stop God but me and you. Amen. There's a presence and there's a purpose in God. And He wants to be used. He wants to use us. He wants us to be used for His glory. He wants to take us and touch us today from the portals of heaven. That's what He's doing. So you say, preacher, that's kind of unusual, praise God, because we serve an unusual God. Amen. He don't do things like the world does. He does things, praise God, to bring glory to His name. And boy, I feel His presence in my heart today. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without Him. Amen. When I can't, praise God, I know that He can't, Brother Chris. He's able to reach down further than I could ever reach up. He's even able to hear my pleas, my object, when I don't even know what to pray. I bet He's the Spirit that lives down in my soul that's able to comprehend the anguish of my heart and cry out, praise God, unto a holy God. When I can't even mumble a word, when I can just stammer and cry like a baby, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that knows my thoughts and my thinking, and He's able to speak, praise God, in the portals of glory. That God, in a voice that God can understand. Because God already knows from the beginning of time just exactly where I am, where you are right now. God's able to hear your pleas before you even ask. And He's able to move upon your request. He's able to move in your life. He's able to reach down with those awesome arms of a holy God. And He's able to scoop you up and embrace you. He's able to draw you close to Him. Listen, young un, today, don't push God away. Don't push Him away. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day we come to Him. Today's the day that we receive power from on high, a power to overcome everything. Listen, the devil's he's a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he will devour, and he'll devour you, and he'll devour me, and he'll devour homes. But praise God, if we'll trust the Lord, if we get the feeling down and depressed, if we'll get the praising and lifting up God, if we'll get the taking our supplication for Him, and pray God, if we'll get the taking our love to Him, if we'll get the reciprocating that love that He has for you and for me, praise God. God Almighty, He'll move on the scene. Praise God, He'll do for us what we can't do. He'll love on us in so many different ways. We'll have to like one of them. Praise God, that's who God is. That's what God does. He is our Heavenly Father today. Praise God, and He's that ever-present help in troublesome times like we live in today. But I want to say that none of this has taken Him by surprise, that He still is God. He's always been on the throne. He's not relinquished any of His power. Praise God. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Glory God, to do what He needs to do in your life and mine. He's able to move. Amen. Isn't it an amazing thing that our God, the God that we serve, the only true and living God. Now I won't say that, Lord, there's a lot of dead gods. Amen. There's a lot of gods that we have in this world. You say, preacher, I thought just one. There's a lot of gods. There's a lot of idols. There's a lot of gods, of false gods that we worship if we ain't careful. Amen. That we get caught up in if we ain't careful. And we begin to follow if we ain't careful. But there's only one true and living God. And He's that one, praise God, that's there for us. He's that one that we can believe in, that we can trust in, that we can rely on, that we can adhere to. Praise God, that'll reach to where we're at. That's believing in faith, praise God, that He's able to do all things and do them well. Man. I want to say this morning, God, the Lord Jesus has never disappointed me. Amen. Now, I don't know how many times since I've disappointed Him. How many times I've failed Him, Brother Kevin. How many times we've come short. But praise God, I'm glad I can bow my head and say, Lord Jesus, will you feel, please forgive me, an old sinner. I mean, mean it from my heart in true repentance, believing that God Almighty loves me and God Almighty's got better for me and God wants to help me this morning. If I'll just let Him, praise God, I've got to get myself out of the way. You've got to get yourself out of the way. You just got to say, Lord, I want more of you. And glory, hallelujah. I want more of you and less of me. Praise God, I want you to fill me, Lord. That's what he said. He said, be not drunk with wine, words in his excess, but to be filled with the Spirit of God. And that it run over in you. Praise God, that it gets so big that you can't contain it. Amen. I want the Lord God to be so big in me, praise God, I can't contain it. I want it to run over on me. Amen. I want to fill me full. I've told you many, many times, I want to be under that spout where the glory comes out. Praise God. And I don't want to have a hold of the handle. I want God to handle it. Amen. Man, praise the Lord. He'll pull it out in abundance. Lord, hallelujah. Can you just imagine how much God's got for you? He is our Heavenly Father. He wants to pour out in abundance to me and you. He wants to love on us. He wants to, hey, glory, hallelujah. He wants us to get the goodies that come from the throne room of heaven. The goodies. Amen. Praise God. God's got the biggest cookie jar in the country. Amen. Praise be to God. And He don't care. Praise God. You don't have to go around trying to sneak in and get one. God Almighty loves you enough. Praise God, as one of His little young'uns. If we'll get the looking for Him, if we'll get the longing for Him, if we'll get the desiring Him, praise God, He'll reach in that cookie jar. He'll get that biggest, prettiest, with the most chocolate chips, and He'll reach that down to where you are. Praise be to God. You know why? Oh, glory. You know why He'd do that this morning? Because He wants to see the smile on your face. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Youngins, would you get come up and let God feed you? Praise God, from His cooking jar. I give you, praise God, that you need. Amen. So you can shout and pray, a big smile on your face that the world can't wipe off. Glory. Hallelujah. It'll be so real this morning. That's what Brother Robert was talking about. When we get the sin out of our life, we confess it, pray before God, and we say, God, I can't, but you can. Amen. 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 Glory. God the Father said, glory, hallelujah. I didn't know I was going to get a result like that. Amen. Here. Have you another? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I reach in that jar again. Pulls you out another on purpose. Glory. Hey, praise His holy name. Because He's, hey, you say, how can He do that? Because He's God. Amen. Amen. You know, it's okay for our Heavenly Father to spoil us a little. Amen. Hello. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, what makes you? Because He has. We spoiled people. Amen. We've been blessed for so long, we take it for granted. But I want to say, God in heaven, praise God, He wants to spoil us this morning. Amen. He wants to give us joy. He wants to give us peace. And a friend's benefit, that's happiness. Amen. God's got all that. Let me just say this, God's got a monopoly on that. Amen. Now, this old world, you might get happiness for just a little. I told you, that's fleeting. It's just a moment. It's just a time. It's just in a space, and it's gone. But God Almighty, this morning, Brother Robert, He has peace, and He has joy, and He has abundance of happiness that He wants to give us all the time. You realize one day, we need to know this. One day, Brother Bill, we're going to get rid of this old flesh we live in. This old vile temple of clay. We grow up in this world. We come in this world as little babes. And the sad part is we grow up. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We come to a place that we lose our innocence. And we come to a place of accountability where we begin to realize that we're old sinners and we need some help. We realize, praise God, that there's something that's holding us down, and there's something that's holding us back. And we have to come to ourselves and realize, praise God, that there's somebody. I said there's somebody out there that's able to overcome that obstacle. He already has. Praise God, He done it for me, and He'll do it for you. As we get older, you know, we come to an age of accountability. We come to an age of, we lose that innocence. And we come to a place as we got to get older, we begin to be more and more decrepit. Amen. We don't like to think about that, but that's the way it is. We can't do what we used to do. Oh, when we was 30 young and praise God, there was something obstacle in our way, we'd just grab it and move it. Amen. A big old grunt, brother, so that thing would go. Amen. Of course, we're paying for that now. Amen. You do it when you're 30, but when you get past 50, praise God, you look back on you and say, why in the world did I do that? Amen. But I won't say there's a God in heaven. He's been moving glory. Somebody ought to jump up and take a shout, take a laugh. He's been moving obstacles for me and you throughout the ages. Praise God, He's never quit and He'll never stop now. It don't matter where, how young you are, how old you are, what kind of shape you're in. God Almighty, He said, if you'll trust in me, call upon me, I'll come down to where you're at and I'll move those obstacles out of the way. He said, preacher, you sound like you believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Not, I'd pack her up and go to the house. I'd be wasting my time if I didn't believe it. Why can I tell you? How can I tell you, Brother Jeff, if I didn't believe it? Amen. I believe these obstacles are not this old flesh gets in the way. Praise God, we need to get it behind us. The only way we can do that is say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Help me, God, that you'd overpower this flesh that I live in. Amen. Because, as Brother Charles taught this morning, James chapter 1, he said, if we ain't careful, we begin to doubt. Amen. Let me tell you something. Never doubt who God is. Never doubt this morning what God's able to do. Never doubt what God, the power that He has. Amen. Because He's a powerful and an awesome God. He's able to minister it, to minister His power, His grace, and His mercy. Every day. Amen. He's not short on it. Amen. When I get, as we get on up in the years, we begin to realize that how great He is and how great we ain't. Amen. You start to getting up and having aches and pains. I told somebody yesterday, I got up this morning, I think I hurt myself. I said, how'd you do that? I said, I got out of bed. Amen. So I got out of bed, threw my leg, pray God, and something went up through my hip and up into my back. I said, I think I pulled something. Amen. Hey, I won't say there's a God in heaven. Pray God, it's able to scoop you up. When the body's letting you down, when your spirit's letting you down, your spirit, when your soul and your spirit's letting you down, when you lost your confidence, you've lost your desire, there's all that. Praise God, God has from heaven. He said, I'll just pour out upon you. Pray God, I'll let you know how much I love you, and I'm here to help you. Pray, and we ought to be a willing vessel to just say, God, here I am. Pour forth your love upon me, and help me to just save it with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. How many times have we been rocking along time to time, and all of a sudden God Almighty's just come to work when it seemed like it was just getting so dark, and you're fumbling around and you're feeling trying to find the light switch. I mean, I'm talking about being in total blackness, darkness of night. And you're stumbling around, you're just wondering who turned the light out. I tell you, if we ain't careful, old devil will turn the light out on us. Old devil will leave you in darkness. He'll take you further than you want to go, and he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. That's what he does. He'll never give you no peace, no joy, no happiness. He'll never show you the way out. He'll never turn a light on for you. He'll always be darkness. Amen. But thank God in Jesus Christ our Savior, when we put our faith and trust in Him, that He is the light, glory to God, and He shines forth for us. He's better than Motel 6. He always leaves the light on for us. He's always that place we can come to. He's always that place we can run to. When darkness is closing in, praise God, we just run to the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's not like Miss G said. Sometimes you just got to come to yourself and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. You know, have you ever noticed that you can come to a place in life that's just as dark as and dismal as can be? And you can shut your eyes and it seems like the darkness, it makes it even more prevalent. But in the darkness with your eyes closed, you can begin to say, Jesus. I'm not talking about from here and here, but I'm talking about from here. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And even with the darkness, with your eyes closed, praise God, that marvelous light shines, glory to God. It illuminates you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and you see a way out, a way of escape. Praise God, when the trials and tribulations are great, glory, hallelujah, God Almighty is the light for you. Amen. Do you know what? Some of these folks that's been in this a while, amen, they know what I'm talking about. Been there, praise God. Seen the dark times come. Seen the trials and the tribulation and the temptations. But they've also, in all the darkness and all the bitterness and all the clamor of the world, praise God, God Almighty has turned a light on for us. And we've seen the light at the end of the tunnel. And we start, hey, praise God, we start marching on ahead again. Amen. Listen, don't let the devil and the darkness of the world stop you from progressing for Jesus. Amen. We've got to keep marching every day of our life. Closer and closer, more toward the Lord Jesus Christ in every essence and every fiber of being. Praise God, we've got to focus, young, more than we ever have before. Focus on the prize. The prize. You say, preacher, what's that prize? That prize is the high calling in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The blessed hope that we have one day, praise God, we're going to see Him face to face. That's a prize. That's a high calling. I want to say this morning, young, we've got a high calling in Jesus. Amen. God says, if we'll just come unto Him, He said, all you weary and heavy laden, are you getting tired? Is the load heavy? Is it hard to bear? It's hard to watch. It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to understand. We don't know why we have to do this and why we have to go through that. We don't know why the things is coming upon our families and our hearts and our lives like they are. But I know one thing, and that one thing I know is Jesus. And I know I can call upon Him in faith, believing. Brother Robert, He'll move upon the scene. He'll touch in the situation. Glory, He'll calm your heart, praise God. He'll reach down and get you by your hands. And He'll pull you up to a higher place. He said, youngin', just hang out right here for just a minute. Glory be to God. And you get to praise and worship. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you feel like you're floating in glory. Amen. You get up in a place, in an attitude, where you say, glory, hallelujah. I'd like to just stay here a while. Man. But if we ain't careful, the old devil, he'll get us down here and he'll try to keep us there as long as he can. Amen. I wouldn't let him get the victory. Praise God. Hey, whenever the devil gets to trying to ride, I definitely ain't going to give him a saddle. That rascal going to ride me, Brother Chris. He's going to ride bareback. Amen. I ain't even going to give him some reins to hold on to, praise God. But glory, hallelujah, I'm going to buck and I'm going to jump until I get, praise God, close to the Lord so the Lord can smack that rascal off so He can get him out of the way, so He can catch him by his old sorry heels and cast him into, praise God, into outer atmosphere where he belongs, where one day He'll cast him into hell and he'll be away from me forever. But until then, I'm trusting Jesus Christ to be my advocate, praise God, between me and the devil and the sins of this world, and to give us the hope and the help and a love and a compassion, praise God, to be a child of the King. Amen. That's what God does. That's who He is this morning. I'm glad I've got my confidence in Him. Amen. I don't have my confidence. Hey, listen, I've got confidence in every one of you. I love each and every one. And I guarantee you, if I called any one of you, I know you'd do anything you would for me. Same way I'd do anything I could for you. Amen. But I tell you who I've got my ultimate confidence in is the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because there might be a time that I can't get to you. There might be a time that I can't do what you need. But there's never been a time that Jesus can't. There's never been a time that He can't do for you and do for me what me and you need Him to do for us. Because He is that ever-present help right now and forever. He's here to help us, young'uns. But it's like it's already been said, we've got to bow our head in humility. And we got to say, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. You say, preacher, are you a sinner? Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as I live in this flesh, I'm apt to do anything. But by the grace of God, See, the devil, he runs stuff through your head. Amen. One thing about him, oh, he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. He just comes along with a load every now and then, dumps a load on you. Burdens you down, makes you feel heavy, makes you feel like you're all alone. But then he has to go somewhere else, amen. Well, I'm glad he just can't stay there, Brother Rod, just keep pouring on you. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we've got a God in heaven. That old devil come along, he'll dump a load of grief and anguish and sorrow on us. But I'm glad, praise God, we can bow our head and say, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And Jesus, praise God, He sends those ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to those, praise God, who are heirs of salvation to come to where we are, praise God. He takes old garbage of the devil and He takes it and puts it in the garbage heap where it belongs. Amen. He said, it comes a time in our life, youngins, that we need to take the garbage that's in our life and ask Jesus to put it in the garbage heap where it belongs. Amen. Praise God. And ask the Lord Jesus Christ to take that place that's void and empty and fill it with the presence of God. The manifestation of His Spirit. The manifestation of His presence. So He begin to do new works in us. He takes that old table of our heart. He cleans it off. And He begins to set it afresh and anew. He says, let me give you a little morsel. He said, oh, clap your hands, all you people. He said, shout and give God glory. Amen. He said, I'm going to put that on the table. Amen. I'm going to put it on there for you. Praise God, you could just lift up the name of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, because of that's who I am, the table that I set for you. It'll be a table that you can rejoice in. A table that you can feast off of. Amen. And one thing about that, it's like this. It won't make you fat in your body. Just fat in your spirit. Amen. And when you get, glory, hallelujah. I think this will work. Brother Ralph, I think me and you need to start us a medical thing. And say, listen, if you'll come to me, I got the cure for your fatness. I want you to fill yourself with the Spirit of God so you get so full inside that you'll get excited and young and run and holler and jump and shout, praise God, so you'll get skinny on the outside. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You know what's wrong with it? We've got fat and satisfied in the things of this world. But this world passes away. And one day everything's going to be made new. But we're going to be made new with Him in glory. Amen. And we need that satisfaction now that we're a work in progress. And that the Lord Jesus Christ, He's a helping us. Because we bowed our head and said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Touch my heart, touch my life, touch my family, touch my home, touch my church, touch my community. Lord, touch our nation. And God Almighty is beginning to hear and answer prayers. He's moving in us. Amen. He's filling us full. We're getting excited. Are you excited? Are you getting excited? Come on, work with me here. Amen. Just go ahead and raise your hand even if you're not. Amen. I'm excited about what God's doing. I'm excited about what God wants to do. Amen. In me and in you. He wants to do it for all of us. He wants us to be excited about what God is able to do for me and for you. Amen. And it's like it's already been said this morning, praise God. But Robert done preached a message. Amen. He don't even count himself as a preacher. But boy, what a testimony. If we'll just ask God to forgive us our sins, pray and humble ourselves before God. Amen. God will begin to bless us again like He did back then. You know, we look back on the years, we look back at the churches where we've been, and we say, boy, I wish it'd be like it was back then. It can be if we want it. If we come together to worship Him in spirit and truth. But the first thing we got to do before we come in that door, we're going to have to say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. God, cover me in Your blood. Just plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I need the blood of Jesus. Calvary, Lord, I believe, I trust what You did on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, I pray right now, God, that You just set me free so I can come in and magnify You and lift You up the way You deserve to be praised this morning. that I might worship you in spirit and in truth. You know, it don't matter how much truth we get, but if the spirit ain't in it, it won't amount to nothing. The spirit has to be in it. It has to be real. If you're going to witness to somebody, if you're going to tell somebody about Jesus, you know what you have to, how you have to do it? You have to do it in the spirit. You have to do it, be a witness in the spirit. That just praising God in your heart. Say, glory, hallelujah. I thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done for me. Help me tell somebody else what you have done for me. That you, not me, not you, but Lord, that you can get the glory. And I'll just tell you something. The devil, let me just get up here where you can see me. Can you see me real good? Yeah. The devil don't want you to know this, but we've got loved ones and friends and co-workers all over this country that want to hear the good news of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. The devil don't want you to hear that. The devil don't want you to know that. But there's people out there that starve to death for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray God to help us that we just be filled with His Spirit. Go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Tell them about a God of heaven who loved us enough to love me enough to die for my sins on a place called Calvary. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve today. Amen. Are you glad you're saved? Amen. I'd rather be saved than anything I know, because God Almighty moved in my heart so many years ago. Touched my life. Now, I ain't perfect by no means. I've failed Him so many times, I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of how many times I've failed Him personally. But I'm glad He's never failed me. And when I bow my head and I say, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. But you know what that does? Whenever I do that, and I do that from the humbleness of my heart, then I can look at old sinners just like me, and I can say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen? Most of the people we know that's lost and undone, that's doing ungodly things, they just don't realize how it breaks the heart of God. The same way we didn't realize it when we were out there doing the same things they're doing. But God Almighty moves in our hearts, and He touches us so that we can come out and we can praise Him and give Him glory, and we can go out and compel those folks. Hey, listen, let me tell you a better way. And that way is a Jesus way. Jesus loves you. Amen. Just like He loved me. He loved me and He saved me from my sins. He died on an old rugged cross. Praise God, so that I could be made alive in Him. I live in Jesus today. Praise God. Amen. My righteousness is in Him, not in me, but in Jesus Christ, my Savior. He's the perfect, sinless Son of God who died for our sins on Calvary. Praise His holy name. Amen. Ain't you glad, Dave, that you're saved? Ain't you glad, Dave, that you know Him? Ain't you glad, Dave, that you can call upon Him and He has promised He will help you if we'll ask? Listen, let's not let the devil and pride get in our way. Let's cast all that behind us. Let's ask the Lord to help us, believing that He will. And just see what God can do for you today.